Hey, welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. It is I, DJ Impact, with Matt Michaels, Rob Basileri, and Sin City Steve. And welcome to WrestleMania time, the weekend. We've made it, and we have our predictions for you. So we're excited. Play along. Let us know what you think as well. And, let's get right to it. The possible match. Now, of course, we recorded this a couple of weeks before the show. But nevertheless, you know, if we got it wrong, we got it wrong. Possible match, women's tag team championship, Kabuki Warriors, which is Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair and Naomi. If that is the possible match, who would be the winners of that? I'm going to start with you, Sin City Steve. What are you thinking?
I would say that it has to be the Kabuki Warriors, especially because of what I have elsewhere in the show.
Okay. So, no doubt. Rob, what do you think?
Kabuki Warriors, they need to do more. They need to be a bigger presence than they already are, and they're not doing enough with the women's belt. And right now, having all the gold on the three Japanese women makes sense. You could also set it up as a Bianca Belair, a Naomi feud at Backlash.
Okay. Matt Michaels.
Yeah, I think that might be the realistic aspect, but I think the feud is kind of where you could head that. But at the same time, Bianca's never held the tag title, and Naomi had the tag title until her tag partner decided to go on the floor and throw a tantrum. And then some millionaire, billionaire idiot decided to give her all the fucking money in the world to just come on over to our show. So maybe they do put the tag titles on them and kind of, you know, I can't see them phasing out Kabuki Warriors, you know, and damage control and everything. But, let's go against the grain and say that the ladies take the tag titles.
All right. I probably will stay with the idea of Kabuki Warriors also keeping those titles. So I agree with that as well. Let's move over into the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship, Judgment Day versus DIY versus The New Day versus Awesome Truth. And at this point, we don't know who the last two teams are going to be, so this might be kind of tough. But I would ask, I'll start with you, Rob, based on the names we have so far, and maybe who you think hasn't been chosen who might be the winner of this. Or does Judgment Day just also keep it?
If you do it and you put it on somebody else and you have a team come out from behind, DIY, I could see, because they've been pushing him hard. And having a turn up, because you can't have Monday Night Raw for the next 6 months be, we've got to conduct business, Judgment Day business. It's the same thing every week. So I want to see something new, and I want to see Damian Priest get some singles gold, and I want to see some, you know, singles gold on Finn Balor. So even if they don't have it, they need to have something to chase for, because Finn Balor's not doing anything really. Mm-hmm. Week after week, he sits in the back and he doesn't do all that much. He has matches here and there. Taking the tag belt off.
Contract's almost up too, though.
Yeah, right. And the other thing is, and this annoys me, why do they have two sets of belts still to this day unless you're going to split them? I hope they don't. Well, I was really hoping that they would.
But are they splitting them? Because isn't SmackDown, aren't they going to have a tag team championship match now? Isn't that what they were running the two matches this past weekend on SmackDown?
Well, that's what I don't like. If again, I'll die on this hill. If you are the tag team champion, then you have one set of belts. If you are the Universal Undisputed Heavyweight Champion, then you have one belt. You go between the two places, and now it's a challenge because you represent the WWE brand as a whole. If they were the Judgment Day and their gimmick is purple, they should have taken the red belt and the blue belt, made a purple belt, make it something custom looking, like, you know, other promotions have done in the past and WWE's done in the past with spinner belts and what have you.
Okay.
Just that's all. If you're going to do it, unify the freaking belt and say that you are the best tag team amongst Raw and SmackDown.
Simple. All right, let me jump over to you there, Matt Michaels. Who you see in this case here?
DIY is not a bad way to go. Especially if they win the ladder match, and then as soon as they start celebrating and they're all, you know, beat up and battered, Damian Priest cashes in the case and then they pin them right away and take the tag titles right back. That would be wonderful. You guys are missing the obvious choice, and that is the returning Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Matt's contract's up, man. If Tony lets Jeff out, I would not be shocked to see those motherfuckers in this ladder match.
And then you'll get to hear, things are about to be broken.
Well, let me jump over to you, Sin City Steve. What do you think?
So, you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. Let's see here. So, as of recording this, we basically have the finals in this tournament, right?
Correct.
So I'm going to pick one of the teams out of here just as a wild card. Why not? Fuck it. I am actually going to go with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
Okay.
Advancing, winning that tournament. Why? The thing that blows my mind is, why do your SmackDown teams have to go through a tournament? Whereas the Raw guys...
And didn't they say they were doing it for the SmackDown title?
This is what happens when you fast forward through it and try to just catch spots. I'm guilty of that.
But realistically, I could see them advancing in the tournament and getting their place in the match. And then as, you know, because they went the extra steps or whatever, you know, karmic justice, yeah, why not? And realistically, if you look at it, those guys could actually benefit the most from having a championship reign.
And they've been pushing a lot too.
If you're going to WWE has usually done this, and they've used ladder matches to make characters and to make acts. If you're going to do that, this would be the absolute best time as any to go ahead and make it known that these guys are a legitimate tag team, that they are going to proceed with this. Yeah, I say you put the titles on Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
So, DJ, why is it that you're picking Awesome Truth?
Well, I'm not picking Awesome Truth. I was going to actually just say maintain with Judgment Day, but listening to Sin City, I actually want to agree with his. I could see that being a really good case.
I want to change my vote to Regeneration X.
We'll see where that go. Let's jump over to this Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso. This has got to be a real tough one. I'm gonna start with you, Matt Michaels. Who comes out on top?
Yeah, you know, that was something meat I was thinking no about.
Yeah,
no, it's interesting because you would assume it has to be Jey, right? Jey's the guy they've been pushing as kind of the next level, take him up a level. But it also begs to differ if Solo gets involved. So if Solo gets involved, then, you know, I mean, do you set up Jey versus Solo? You know, so I don't know.
The bloodline going to take all losses?
Right. And technically, if Jey loses, does the bloodline lose because he's part of the blood?
According to Roman Reigns on Pat McAfee's show that was just taped, he ain't a part of family. All right. So,
I don't know. I just can't see. I can't see them. That's one of those matches where if Jey doesn't win, it kind of doesn't make sense, because that's one of those matches that if you have like a Waller and Grayson or a Waller and Theory win, then you have a Jey Uso win to kind of balance out that fan hate versus the fan admiration.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let me jump over to you, Rob. What's your take? Who do you think?
I think if you have Jimmy win it, that goes over, it goes over well with Roman. If you have Jimmy lose it, because Jimmy is really on the fringe. Because remember when he came back and, you know, the brothers split up, Jimmy was not in the bloodline. He was kind of tagging along with Solo Sikoa, and he would say something. He's always been on the fringe of being in the bloodline since everything went down. So it's really make or break it for Jimmy. Because if he loses to Jey, do we have a come to Jesus moment where Jimmy realizes, oh, I got to back my brother?
No, the Jesus moment was last week, Rob. That was 3 days ago.
Oh boy.
You know, it's like Pearl Harbor all over again. You dropped more bombs.
Okay.
No, I mean I don't know what their goal for him is. You gotta look beyond just that one match, is the ramification. Do you want to reunite the Usos? Is the question. If you reunite the Usos, Jey has to win. If your goal is to not reunite the Usos, then Jimmy has to win.
Well, listen, I don't think they're trying to reunite at the moment, but I hear what you're saying. All right, let me jump over to you, Sin City. What do you think?
All right, so because Jimmy Uso has cost Jey Uso the Universal title, the tag team titles, and the Intercontinental title over a matter of months, he's fucking owed this match. Dare I say, so Jey Uso wins this match and finally gets Jimmy Uso off his back.
I absolutely agree with that. So I'm with it. I'm prepared. Oh, man.
And then they take on the Hardy Brothers.
That's got to be night two. I got it. Night two. I want that. Hey, who do I talk to? Triple H. I need that match on night two. All right. So we'll see what happens.
I'm sure you could make some phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I will. All right. Intercontinental Championship with Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Ooh. Does the rain come to an end? I'm going to start back to you, Sin City. This is a tough one, man. What do you think?
I believe that Gunther's time to go after the World Heavyweight Championship is here.
Okay.
It is time for him to abdicate the Intercontinental Championship. And who better to hold it than Sami Zayn? So I think Sami gets his WrestleMania moment, and Gunther can move on to bigger and better things, like being your World Heavyweight or WWE Champion.
But he can't go right into that. It's going to take
some right. He's going to need some build. But, that's the next step for him.
Let me go over to you, Matt Michaels. What do you think?
So, I guess the biggest question is, how does Chad Gable figure into all this? Because
bingo.
Right. It's kind of weird. Is like Chad going heel? I don't know, man. I really, honestly, we're recording this 2 weeks before. So does it become a triple threat? Because it feels like it might be leaning that way. And if that happens, that's how you have Gunther lose without him losing.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
But the U.S. title match is a triple threat. So I don't know, man. But I would say Gunther retains if...
Boom. If it's just them two.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob.
I'm going to give you an either or again. Chad Gable, they're not having him as part of the, you know, Academy right now. Since he's been doing this storyline, he's not doing any, you know, promos as the Academy. He's doing it almost like a professor doing like a tough love speech, motivational speech. There's two ways that could go. He could either screw him over and go, hey, it was supposed to be me, like an old Dolph Ziggler promo. It was supposed to be me, and you screwed me out of my moment, Sami Zayn, so I'm going to, you know, push you off the top turnbuckle when you're trying to do a dive or something, or I'm going to, you know, trip you up and you try to do a halumba kick. I could see that happening, and then those two have a feud. which would be more likely. I see Gunther holding this a little bit longer and losing it to somebody else down the road. I don't know when they do the draft picks and they switch houses or so to speak, switch promotions, but I can see him losing it to an LA Knight or somebody like that who could take it further, because Sami Zayn after a while gets boring fast. That's the problem with him. He gets boring. He's the underdog. What are you going to do with him as the champion?
Okay.
He doesn't cut great promos. He doesn't have much to say that's really intriguing that we haven't heard already. So I don't see him winning this. I see him going further down and then having a and blaming it on Kurt Angle Jr.
All right. I would, as of right now, I probably would choose Gunther as well as retaining it. So, but we'll see if Chad is a part of that, because if so, I think that does change the game and Gunther does.
Oh, yeah.
All right. United States Championship, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. This one, boy, let me go over to you, Rob, first. What do you think the outcome would be?
Logan Paul.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it right away. Logan Paul, for the simple reason that you get so much more traction out of having him win. You get so much more draw on social media for having him win. He has so much more to brag about. He could cut bigger promos from this. You can really push the obnoxious lever, all the dial, all the way to full with him winning. And because it's a multi, and it's a, you know, triple threat, it's such an easier way for him to win. Have the other guys knock each other out.
I'll go over to you, Matt Michaels. What's your take? It doesn't make sense for Randy Orton to win.
No.
So with that, I mean, I haven't thought too much about Kevin Owens, but I know it doesn't make sense for Randy. So I'm probably going to probably say Logan Paul, but I don't know, man. Michaels, what do you think?
You know, it just feels like Logan should retain. He should do it in a chicken shit heel type of way. Mm-hmm. And it's going to possibly set up Randy and Kevin feuding. We've never seen that one, I don't think, right?
I don't think so.
That would be a good matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sin City, what's your take?
I agree. I think Logan Paul retains. Also of note, keep in mind what occurs on July the 20th, 2024. That would be the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight.
Ah, that's right.
Why would you not want to have your championship belt out there in the middle of the lead up to that fight? So if for no other reason than visibility of the brand alone, Logan Paul remains.
And it's, you know, the former Mike Tyson, who, you know, of course, is
exactly
the one who was on AEW.
Oh, I love how you just like totally just went sideways with that.
DJ Impact, I want you to have a bomb sound effect.
I was right there with you. I was like, yeah, WrestleMania 14, blah, blah, blah. And then AEW.
Well, I do have this for you guys.
Well, I have an answer for all of that. Oh, no, I haven't. Shame.
Yeah.
My answer to all of this is a name that has taken the wrestling world by storm, and that would be Jade Cargill, who could easily out-wrestle all three of those men and become your next intercontinental champion, being the next Black China, the 10th wonder of the world.
All right. You're doing your comedy there, Rob. The fans love it. Let's move all right over into LA Knight.
That's more of a reaction than he normally gets.
Oh my god. LA Knight. First of all, very rude what you just said. And that's the kind of thing that gets you sent to Russia. Well, we're gonna put you in a small little cell like they did with Alexei Navalny, and you'll never be heard or seen from again. Believe it. Believe it.
LA Knight.
Treat me with a good time.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Matt, you kick this one off, man. What'd you think?
You know, first off, it should be a very good match because of the fact that AJ's looking amazing. You know,
What the heck was he on when that video? I'm like,
He's on that Jinder Mahal wellness plan. That's what
Yes.
Yeah, he might be on Dr. Pimple Popper because I'm sure he's had a lot of back acne going on. You know, it's going to be a great, I think it's going to be a great match. And I think, you know, you would suppose LA Knight should win, you know, to keep him hot and kind of keep building him to that next step. So it should be LA Knight, but I think the match itself should be a pretty good match, man.
Rob, what do you think?
Just refresh my memory again. On which match?
LA Knight, AJ Styles.
LA Knight. AJ Styles doesn't gain anything from winning. You need to put LA Knight over because you put him on the back burner when you brought back AJ Styles and Randy Orton simultaneously, essentially. Because 6 months ago, LA Knight was at the top of every conversation, minus Cody Rhodes. It's a much needed win for LA Knight, but there is no exit strategy for either one of them winning. There's no gain except for the momentum for LA Knight, but then he has to have good booking coming out of this. I don't know what happens after that because AJ Styles is seemingly not going back with the club. They're going on without him. So yeah. I don't know if he comes back as the heel leader of that group or he just goes and signs with somebody else. He could end up on AEW a year and a half from now.
He's not going anywhere.
He's
the one who just came out and said more people should sign here because, you know, this is where you want to be.
Right. But they're not using him right
about
now.
It, though. The Good Brothers are down, you know, doing the NXT thing. Why not bring AJ down to NXT for a little bit?
The Good Brothers just had a match on SmackDown, though.
Yeah, and they lost it because they won in the tournament on the other show to go into the Fatal whatever you know if they're having on the pay per view on that Saturday. So,
by the way, they need some love. And Mia Yim, she's just or whatever the hell she's going. Mia, whatever the frick her name is.
All right,
Jade.
Hey, Keith Lee, give her some love.
Women's World Championship with Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. You know what? I'll do this one first. Rhea.
By the way, I'll take LA Knight too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
This is what happens when everybody is always talking. All right. Sin City.
My opinion, by the way, is the only one that really matters. WWE Hall of Famer.
Please give your reason as to LA Knight and AJ Styles.
For the same exact reasons that everybody else mentioned, you know, AJ really doesn't have anything to gain with this. And we all know whose game it is.
That's right.
I already did that.
So women's world champion, Rhea Ripley. That's the winner. Game over. Let's go to the next one. The next one's going to be for the WWE women's. Oh, I'm sorry. Boy, I'm getting old out there. Sin City, please do us the favor. You go first here, man. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. What's your take?
I think Rhea retains. Mommy stays on top.
Ah, yes, absolutely. All right, Rob.
Maybe not. If you give it to Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley will be violently mad. It will create some riffles in the Judgment Day. It would be interesting to see a post-WrestleMania where she doesn't have her belt. I like that notion. I like that notion. Do I think she would technically outclass Becky Lynch? Yeah, she seems stronger, faster, all that, you know, bigger person. But I honestly think that Becky Lynch could pull it out. And Becky Lynch has a lot of momentum on her back coming after the match with Nia Jax. God damn it.
I'm sorry. She's already got two kids. Describing,
yeah. Pull out and leave the momentum on her back.
Yeah, I did walk right into that one. All right. That's freebie.
All right. I gave you a freebie. Matt Michaels, please take it from here.
So Rhea retains.
Come in momentum. Go.
Rhea Ripley retains because the returning Buddy Murphy interferes. And now we have, instead of Judgment Day, we have the new House of Black. With those guys showing up. Why
do we get all four of them, though?
Are they going to really keep that name?
No.
Realistically, though, you bring up a really good point. It wouldn't surprise me to see Rhea retain, and then if Judgment Day lose the tag titles, she just basically says, fuck you guys, I'm doing this thing solo, and that allows her to have a character change as well.
No.
Off one loss, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
There'll be an evolution of a, you know.
It won't be the day after, but it'll.
It could plant seeds, yeah.
Yeah.
The WWE Women's Championship. EO Sky.
Momentum on her back.
EO Sky versus Bayley. Rob, take it.
Momentum on both of them. EO Sky versus Bayley. EO Sky, unless there's the run-in factor. I'm actually going to back up EO Sky because the run-in factor is going to be a problem. There's just too many people. Bailey's going to get screwed over, and then maybe Backlash, she wins it. It'll give her time to build up her story, find her fan base.
Bailey has two people so far that's got her back.
We don't know. We'll see. Here's the problem. Do we know what night all of these matches are going to be? That's the point, because if something happens on Saturday, we don't know what's going to carry over onto Sunday. So if, let's say, Kabuki Warriors lose on Saturday, or even if they win, what shape will they be in on Sunday to run interference? If there's a rift between Naomi and Bianca Belair on Saturday, they're not coming to help Bayley on Sunday. So that's an important, you know, a little piece to all of this.
Hey there, first. All right, so who did you say then? You said EO.
Yeah, EO.
Okay, let me move over to you, Matt Michaels. What you got?
I think Rob might be onto something. There might be a little bit of a sneak attack, Pearl Harbor job, if you would, as Jesse Ventura would say.
Yeah.
A lot of momentum with those women.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of butt, I think that Bayley should win. And oh man,
hip attack.
I'd love to see some momentum on Bayley's ass.
Oh god, no subtlety whatsoever. Just
no. It can't be subtle.
I had a play on words. You just want to go right to play on the ass.
Sin City, Steve, some decorum, please. Go ahead. Please, EO, Bailey.
He's asking for decorum. That's awesome. That's awesome. So realistically, I
two bald guys talking about the ultimate finishing moves.
I get the outside interference stuff, but I think that, you know, Bayley realistically has, you know, she carried the company through the pandemic. She doesn't really have that statement win at a WrestleMania. Yeah. You know, I think that she gets that. And, you know, because she's staring down the odds and all this kind of stuff, it just makes her into even more of a baby face and makes the triumph look even better. So Bayley
wins. Absolutely. I agree with that. Bayley is the winner. World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre. For me, Drew, finally our moment is here, man. It's time to celebrate. Forget what Matt Michaels says. I can't wait to throw this in Matt Michaels' face. I get to have my moment. But until then.
You're going to throw your moment in my face.
Okay. Here we go.
You know what? Outside interference is a move, is momentum. That's what you call it. Usually is.
Matt Michaels, go. Seth Rollins, Drew.
Oh, God. I don't want to see Drew McIntyre win this. I don't want to see him win it. He's probably going to win it. I want Seth Rollins to win this, but I don't know. I still think that this is all too hinging on what happens on night one in the tag match too. So that's an interesting factor too. So, I mean, I would assume Drew wins, but once again, I really do think that the way to do it is Drew wins the match or, you know, beats Seth, and then Damian Priest cashes in. I can't see Damian not cashing in at WrestleMania on this title.
Well, then if he does, he loses.
Damian Priest loses if he cashes in?
Damian loses if he cashes in. Absolutely. Just
because he wants fucking Drew McIntyre.
And I love Damian Priest, but that would be the shittiest thing that you have built up Drew to this point. He's always wanted this moment. He's talked about it. He deserves it, all that. And he's going to take it right away from him?
Yes, because it's the chase. It's the chase that made him what he is right now. This version of him is one of the best ever. He's a dick. He's feverish. Sometimes he makes sense.
But is he? I mean, he makes a lot of sense when he makes a lot of his comments. I mean, everything he says with Seth, I'm like, that makes sense. You want to keep him healthy.
I want you at your best, your bloody well breast, and now you're going to go off and get involved in Cody Rhodes matches and get yourself hurt? And
yeah, it's like, I like that.
That's not a heel thing. The shirt he made with the grave over CM Punk, it's good. So if he's chasing the belt, and now he has to chase after Judgment Day, and let's say you break up Judgment Day or you don't, either way, he's going to be like a rabid animal. He gets 2 seconds of it, and you yank it from him. I want to watch the psychosis of that Drew McIntyre over the next few months. I don't want to give him the belt because he'll be boring.
Okay.
He'll be fucking boring because, all right, you won. It was the chase that we were watching.
Okay, so Rob's got Seth winning.
Anyway. Oh, fuck no. That fruit, no. No. The guy who just, you know, came back from Disneyland with his wife and dressed up like one of the freaking lollipop kids. No. He loses to Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre gets cashed in on fast.
I'm not agreeing to that. Sin City Steve, what do you got?
Drew wins this, I think. Is Backlash in Puerto Rico again this year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a one-off or if it was going
to
be like,
we're not going back to little Puerto Rico. We're not going there. We're not doing that with them because they've got drug dealers, they've got rapists, they've got murderers. But I heard some of the wrestlers are good.
But yeah. So ultimately, my thought process was Damian Priest would hold off from cashing in. And he would do it there. So if they were to do another show.
It's in France.
Oh, it's in France?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah. No, fuck that. So yeah, he attempts to cash in. He does not cash in successfully, thus leading to the Rhea saying, fuck you guys kind of a thing. Because again, they have no titles in the stable except for hers, and they have no money in the bank, so fuck it.
Well, if they lose all their belts, they will have no money in the bank.
Until he becomes Damian Priest.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Monsieur Money in the Bank.
Monsieur Money in the Bank.
Oh, God.
Your wrestling skills are like the wee.
Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. Sin City, go.
I think you have The Rock pin Cody Rhodes.
Interesting. Okay.
The reason being is you could have some shit go down between Seth and Cody. Just because those guys are always going to be at each other's throats. I don't buy this for a minute. And this is all just setting up for him to turn heel. And especially if you have,
so for who to turn heel?
So for Seth to turn heel on Cody.
Gotcha.
So I, you know, might be
nice. Or MJF could come back, come over there and screw him over.
Yeah, if only he wasn't contracted to that other company.
That's like a double screw job.
But, what do I know?
But there is a forbidden door that can be open all the way to Wembley Stadium.
All he has to do is find Tony Khan's forbidden back door.
Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, Rock and Roman beat Cody and Seth night one.
Okay, perfect. Let's go over to you, Rob. What's your take?
Rock and Roman beats him. I would not be surprised if one of them, if it's maybe Roman or maybe Cody or Rock even, does a low blow or cheats to win somehow. I feel some shenanigans will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how The Rock behaves the following night. But they have to win that first night. They have to ratchet up the pressure.
Gotcha. Matt Michaels.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see them not. Why do you even put it out there that it would be Bloodline rules?
Yep.
If you're just going to have them lose the match,
right?
Because then they're just going to run interference the following night anyway.
Well, they can't. See, that's the whole thing. So,
but that's what they said last time. Remember the 39? They kicked Solo Sikoa out and he ran right back in.
You can't introduce the idea of Bloodline rules and then have them run interference if that is a stipulation that is lost. So it doesn't make any sense. So obviously that's kind of where the setup is heading. The question is, you know, what does that actually mean? You know, we're joking about MJF because idiots out there are putting this fucking out on the internet like he's going to show up.
Right.
And you read some of these threads and it's hysterical. Oh my God. It's hysterical, man.
It is.
But what's interesting is that no one is bringing up the fact that there are some actual Bloodline people who have become free agents or are developing, or we might actually see new blood debuted during the Bloodline rules. Not that it's going to.
So what you're saying is winning. Once a month they're going to come back.
Pretty much. Okay, so, it's just going to be a period every month of blood coming in.
To the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. I'll let you take this one, Rob.
Cody wins.
Thank
he
you.
Wins, he wins, he wins, he wins, he wins. I don't know how it's going to happen. I think there's too many variables. He has to win for the psyche of the WWE
The Rock
universe.
Turns on Roman and
maybe.
He wins.
Yeah. And by the way, I think that's highly plausible. That makes sense. It's organic. The Rock just goes, I'm the real breadwinner. I'm the real top of the tree. I showed you didn't you get it when I showed you the poster of where the hell did you think that you would out earn me? So whatever, that's fine.
Right.
It has to be Cody though, because you can't do this a third time.
No,
you can't do this a third time with the fans. You can't do this a third time with Cody. No one's gonna have the energy.
And you know what I think? Also, go ahead. I'll go.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying on the out of this, we talk about a lot of these wrestlers. What happened if they win? What happened if they lose? They have no story to go to. I said that with LA Knight. If he There's really no clear path for him because we don't know what to do with him. Cody has a belt around his waist. He can wrestle anybody and make it interesting because every defense now is, you know, an extension of his legacy, an extension of this. He's goes in with the belt, the pop every week. He is the only wrestler of this current generation, if you even want to call it that, because he's kind of came in on the heels of the Attitude Era ending into the Attitude Adjustment Era, or whatever you want to call that, where he's kind of fresh talent in a sense. If you're not going to put on The Rock, you're not going to put on Randy Orton. Those guys are too, you know, they don't need it anymore. So he All needs right. to have this. That's, you know.
I'm about to jump over to you, Sin City. I will say this, though. I do believe that WWE is going to do I think it's going to possibly be a swerve in the case of somehow it seems like Roman won, but due to some sort of being caught, some disqualification or some shit will cause them to restart it or some shit like that to end up happening. Just to get that, just to get that crowd to get pissed off thinking that's going to be the final result.
So you're talking about that Elimination Chamber 2013 Rock and CM Punk where he goes, no. Start the freaking bell. One of those.
I don't know what. I just feel it's going to end up being something that at the very beginning, it seemed like Roman wins, but that's not going to be what really happens.
I just want to throw one other idea. Do you think The Rock forgot that it was The Shield that tried to screw him over in that match with CM Punk?
I don't know.
Is that too far back? Is that too histrionic and too far back?
It could be. Sin City Steve, go, man. What's your take?
All right. So Cody wins and finishes the story with an assist from The Rock. Now, obviously, they could have him outright do a babyface turn, or what I like better is that it's a Rock mistake that leads to Cody, you know, hitting the crossroads. If you want to have him hit three crossroads, whatever. But I could see, you know, something with a steel chair, some sort of a weapon. Obviously, you can see where this is going. Rock looks like he's going to, you know, hit Cody, and Cody ducks out of the way or whatever, and he hits Roman. There are a bunch of different ways that you can go through this. But ultimately, you do need to head out of WrestleMania with those two at odds, because there's SummerSlam coming up. There's WrestleMania next year, if the rumors are true, and they want to build for next year WrestleMania Roman versus Rock. So that's what needs to happen.
In
for all
Minnesota, though?
Rough. But Cody needs a lot of momentum going into
SummerSlam. You're not going to Minnesota?
I am.
He needs a lot of momentum, Cody, going into SummerSlam with Brandi Rhodes. You want to have a lot of momentum there with Brandi.
Oh, boy. All right. Mr. Matt Michaels, who you got?
Well, obviously, he's going to finish.
Yeah, he's got to finish strong.
With
Brandy.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, his dad was the son of a plumber. So I think that, you know, the plumbing works. We're going to see that there's going to be a strong finish. It's going to be a climax like we've never seen at a WrestleMania before. There are going to be fireworks, lots of explosions going off. You're going to see Roman's just going to take it in the face. He's just going to get beat on by the big old Rock. That big old Rock's going to be pounding him. And basically, you're going to see Cody Rhodes finally come
you ran out of steam.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that is our
we'll smell what Cody is cooking.
We can't wait to come back live and actually see our results.
No, it's momentum on the back.
Momentum. That's right. Momentum. The new word.
Let's see how our
we'll have the t-shirts printed up next week.
But with that,
if you see DJ in Philadelphia, go ahead and you just look for the momentum on his shirt and you'll know that it's him.
It might be a little gold colored because he'll be eating lots of cheesesteaks.
Well, I will be having a great time in Philly. Can't wait to come back and tell you fellas about it, all right?
He'll come back a month after taking the cruise back to Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. We will see you guys next time. Take care and happy.
You're going to come back with a crack like the Liberty Bell, right?